Picture a woman named Roberta, trapped in obsessive behaviors that ruled her life, sitting across from a young therapist who was about to break every rule he'd been taught. She didn't want to excavate her childhood for years. She wanted something that worked, now. That therapist was Phil Stutz, and what he offered her that day would eventually revolutionize how thousands of people approach psychological change. Instead of endless analysis, he handed her concrete techniques, what he called tools, that connected her to invisible forces powerful enough to transform her life immediately. These weren't temporary band-aids or positive thinking mantras. They were practical methods for accessing what Stutz describes as higher forces, the psychological and spiritual energies that propel us toward growth. Today, these tools have attracted everyone from Hollywood celebrities to business leaders, not because they promise easy answers, but because they actually work. We all construct what Stutz calls a comfort zone, an invisible fence designed to keep pain out. We organize our lives around avoiding discomfort, rationalizing limitations as wisdom. I'm just being realistic, we tell ourselves. Meanwhile, our dreams collect dust while we scroll endlessly, binge watch another series, or find creative ways to numb ourselves. This warm bath existence feels safe, but it's a slow death of potential. The rare individuals who achieve extraordinary things aren't superhuman. They simply learn to move toward pain rather than away from it. They've tapped into what Stutz calls the force of forward motion, life's evolutionary power that propels everything toward growth. The reversal of desire tool transforms your relationship with pain. Visualize pain as a dark cloud ahead. Scream, "Bring it on," as you move into it. Declare, "I love pain," as you pass through. Feel yourself propelled forward with, "Pain sets me free." This isn't masochism, it's physics. Pain shrinks when you approach it and grows when you flee. Each time you use this tool, you deposit energy until you've built enough to take action. Fear becomes just another sensation to process. Ever been consumed by anger towards someone, unable to think of anything else? Stutz calls this the maze, obsessive hurt that blinds you to any good in the person. Recursive thoughts imprison you, poisoning not just one relationship, but all your connections. We stay trapped clinging to a childish assumption. The world should be fair. We demand justice and refuse to move on, fueling revenge fantasies that try to restore imagined equilibrium. The escape? Active love, a tool for generating love precisely when wronged. It connects you to outflow, an infinite force that gives without restraint, shining equally on everything like sunlight. Three steps: concentration, gathering love in your heart, transmission, sending it to who wronged you, and penetration, feeling it enter them, creating oneness beyond conflict. If visualizing their face reinforces rage, see them faceless and direct love to their solar plexus. Think of love as water. Spray it equally on everyone. The paradox? Give love away and you end up with more, transforming from someone trapped by resentment into someone centered even in difficulty. Jennifer, a former model, froze at her son's soccer team parents' meeting. Her voice shook, and she fled, convinced the other mothers despised her. The truth? They saw her as stuck up, too proud to speak. This misperception lasted until she finally talked with them, discovering they'd been intimidated by her all along. Inside each of us lives a second self we're deeply ashamed of, what Carl Jung called our shadow. When Jennifer visualized her insecurity, she saw a 13 or 14-year-old girl, overweight, unwashed, covered with zits, a complete loser. The shadow represents everything we fear we are. As children, we're filled with the force of self-expression, a higher force driving us to reveal ourselves truthfully. We experience this in moments of passionate discussion, creative flow, or athletic performance when we're in the zone. But growing up, we hide unacceptable parts of ourselves. The inner authority tool transforms the shadow into a conduit for self-expression. See your shadow beside you. Feel its presence as it merges with you. Speak or act from this combined self. This partnership creates your higher self, a whole greater than its parts. When you embrace your shadow, you become authentically powerful in social situations, relationships, and creative endeavors. Elizabeth lives in constant anxiety about everything from dinner preparations to potential medical catastrophes. Despite her stable life, she experiences existence as a series of looming calamities. Her worrying has alienated her husband, isolated her from friends, and damaged her relationship with her daughter. She lives under what Stutz calls a black cloud, self-created negative energy that screens out everything positive and creates persistent doom. Negative thinking resists simple replacement because it serves a psychological purpose. For Elizabeth, worrying created an illusion of control, a powerful superstition from childhood when she believed her constant worry about her parents divorcing would somehow prevent it. Though objectively ineffective, worry provides a magical sense of influence over an unpredictable future. The antidote is the Grateful Flow tool, which activates gratefulness at will. Silently name 5 things you're grateful for, particularly items normally taken for granted, like eyesight or hot water. Feel gratefulness flowing upward from your heart as you name each item. Then continue generating pure gratefulness without words, allowing your chest to soften as you connect to what Stutz calls the source, the creative power sustaining all life. This practice provides increased energy from gratitude rather than lack, perspective to see setbacks within life's larger positive context, and ability to accept success without paralysis. Beyond worry, grateful flow frees people from regrets, silences the harsh inner critic, and stops judgmental thinking about others. Why do people abandon tools that work? Vinny, the comic who conquered fear using reversal of desire, landed a sitcom role but stopped practicing. He became unreliable, surrounded himself with sycophants, and got fired. We falsely view ourselves as finished products rather than works in progress requiring constant connection to higher forces. Our enemy is consumerism, the belief that happiness comes through acquisition. We compulsively acquire things, experiences, ideas, and relationships, discarding each when novelty fades. The solution is willpower, the force we generate from within when the world offers no help. The Jeopardy tool creates urgency by having you imagine your future self on your deathbed, desperately warning you not to waste the present moment. After using Jeopardy, Vinny returned to performing with renewed focus on improving his act rather than impressing big shots, transforming from consumer to creator. Consumers expect rewards for minimal effort. Creators add something to the world, set their own course, and resist distractions. What you do next determines your future. Consumers forget what they've learned. Creators maintain an unending relationship with higher forces by using these tools for life. True happiness comes not from the outer world, but from the constant presence of these forces within you.